As we know, the Avot Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov instituted the three tefillot that we daven every day, Shacharit, Mincha, and Mariv. We're told about how Avram spoke to Hashem about Sodom and pleading to save them. And we're told about Yaakov's neder when he woke up in the morning after seeing the vision of the angels. But we're not told and given an example of how the Avot davened for their own needs until this week's parsha. Until Yaakov turns to Hashem, begging him to help him face his brother Esav. And I think we learn a number of very important aspects of tefillah from Yaakov's words. The first is the language of tefillah. We know Yaakov begins, Elokei Avi Avram ve'Elokei Yitzchak, Hashem ha'omer elai. Yaakov teaches us that you begin your tefillah by addressing God, and you address him as the God of your ancestors. And that's how we begin our tefillah. We, of course, add Elokei Yaakov and Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avosenu. We address God and speak about our relationship with Him. In the next pasuk, Yaakov begins by saying, Katonti mikol hachasadim u'mikol ha'emet asher asita et avdecha. Rabbeinu Bechaye learns 2 points from this pasuk about tefillah. Number one, before we ask for anything, we have to appreciate and express our appreciation for everything that God has given us, for all of the chasadim we've received thus far. And we should realize that we are not deservant of these things. Katonti mikol hachasadim mikol ha'emet asher asita et avdecha. To realize that we're avdei Hashem, to realize that what we're asking for is not something we deserve, but we're coming to Hashem to ask for anyway. And what's our basis for asking Hashem for what we don't deserve? I think we see the answer to this question in the first words of Yaakov's tefillah and in the last words. Yaakov says, Hashem, ha'omer elai shuv li'artzecha ulamanatcha v'etiva imach. The God who told me to return here and that you would be good to me. I'm not asking for something for myself. I'm asking for the fulfillment of what you set as my mission. And we see this in his last words as well. Hatzileni na miyad achim miyad esav, etc. Ve'ata amarta, heitei v'etivi imach, v'samti et zaracha kechol hayam, asher lo yisafer meirov. His plea to Hashem is not, help me with my agenda. It's help with your agenda that I'm trying to fulfill. And I think this is a critical idea anytime we turn to Hashem, to make sure that we're not asking for Him to self-serve us with things we want. The question is whether we're devoted to what He wants, and we ask Hashem to help us accomplish what He wants us to accomplish in this world. Asei ritzono ritzoncha, kidei sheyase ritzoncho ritzono. Let's identify with Hashem enough that we can daven properly from a sense of anava and appreciation of God's chasadim and asking Him to help us fulfill the mission He's put us in the world for.